everyone and everywhere on the internet that is listening. This is Bruce Salen, and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. If you would like to email me questions, please do so at bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. That's S like in skiing, which I was doing just a couple of days ago, and boy, was it terrific. They had 15 feet of snow in 4 days at Mammoth Mountain in California, which I believe they claim is a world record. You could also follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. And if you haven't followed or joined or liked, as they say on Facebook, my A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, I don't know why you haven't, so please do. We have moms and dads from all over the world, literally over 35 countries. For some reason, I think the number two country represented after the U.S. is India. Don't ask me why. But we have a lot of Indian moms and dads that seem to enjoy being on our Facebook A Dad's Point of View page. Today's topic, as is always the case with rare exception, I do have special shows now and then, but today's topic is based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is titled, What We Got Here is a Failure to Communicate. I wonder who remembers and who knows where that quote came from. You'll have to read the column, or maybe I'll reveal it later in the show. But obviously, my editor of my columns was very upset with me, saying that that was incorrect English and I should change it to have, to which I said, I can't do that because that's not the quote. And he said, yes, but it's not good, you know, if you're putting out bad English. I said, but that's not the point. Anyway, you can find my columns on my website, brucesalen.com, or just Google A Dad's Point of View or Bruce Salen. You'll probably find it on one of the many internet sites that it appears, or possibly in your local paper. Recently, in fact, yesterday, I was a guest professor at the renowned institution on the web called Romance University. Now, you may not know about Romance University, but it's romanceuniversity.org. And I, in quotes, taught a class about the difference between the sexes. And it was fun. And if you go to romanceuniversity.org, you could join in the quite spirited discussion, because I chose to demonstrate the differences between the sexes. And I use the word sexes rather than gender, because I don't like being politically correct. And I did it by doing a dialogue between my wife and I. Usually, whenever I represent my wife online or in writing, I get her permission and clearance of what I've written before. For a variety of reasons, that was not possible this time, so I did take a chance by writing about her, in essence, though I didn't use her name. However, fortunately, afterwards, she read it and laughed and made a very lovely comment about it, and as did about 50 other people. There were quite a lot of interactions. I think they had over 300 page views just yesterday alone. So please, if you want to read something interesting and different that I've done, or in essence, take my course, go to romanceuniversity.org. Another piece of news before we talk about our communication topic today is I am in the early but steady phase of putting together my first A Dad's Point of View book. It will come out. I don't know when. I've been advised not to give a date, because the moment you give a date, then it doesn't happen. So I will say that it will come out this year. And I will give you, of course, more information, and readers and members of my page will have opportunities to get it at a discount and other goodies, I hope, as well. So let's talk about communication. I will tell you where that title came from, or where that quote came from. It came from the classic Paul Newman 1967 movie Cool Hand Luke. And it just, to me, sums up the fact that we as parents today face a lot of problems communicating with our children, let alone each other. And as our kids enter their teen years, things get dramatically worse, or maybe from their point of view, better. But from most parents' point of view, what happens is most teens tend to think that their parents have all of a sudden become stupid, since most teens believe they have all of a sudden become experts in everything. And that then creates one of many different kinds of communication problems that arise in a family. I believe that I'm getting payback for all the angst that I caused my parents during my teens, times two, because I have two boys. They only had me, as it turned out. My late mother's words come back to me often about raising teens, and I smile to myself repeatedly these days as I go through what was probably many typical experiences she went through with me, only, as I said, times two. My older son, who is just turned 17, is much different, of course, than my younger son. Now, that's not always the case, but kids tend to be different and, of course, tend to be individuals. Parents may want to put the same or apply the same parenting style to every kid, but that is really not going to work because every kid might respond in different ways to different styles. So I have found that with my two boys, the styles and their methods and who they are so contrary to one another that it does, in fact, really require considerably different approaches in dealing with whatever issues or problems that I may have with them. My older son is less conflictive with me than with the world at large. He doesn't argue or fight me necessarily. He kind of fights the rest of the world. And we've had the pleasure of dealing with just about every outside problem a teenage boy can indulge in. And rather than reveal too much of his personal life, I'll leave that to your imagination. But let's just say I call it, taking a page from the Beatles, the magical mystery tour that I've been on. My younger son, on the other hand, is much more introspective. So he keeps more of his emotions to himself. So consequently, it is harder to know what he's feeling and what is going on. He's the so-called achiever with the good grades, the good manners, and the behavior as far as doing chores and such. But things simmer beneath the surface with him, and I have not been able to read him as well as I have his older brother. And when things come out from my younger son in anger, which is rare, it comes out in a bigger way because, in fact, it has been simmering there. And these are the communication things that I talk about in this column, and I think I talk and write about often throughout what I do and on the show. Of course, in marital relationships, it's the same sort of thing. If one or the other of partner tends to be the kind of person to just immediately express what is bothering them, to some degree that might be annoying to hear what's bothering them all the time, but at least it's not festering. If, on the other hand, like with my younger son, a partner is keeping it in and letting it go and letting it go and just holding on to it, then at a certain point, what may appear to be the littlest of incident will cause a blow up out of proportion to that little incident. And you on the receiving end, or in this case me, because my wife is that person, gets the full brunt of the storm of her anger, which really had nothing to do with the fact that I didn't make the bed that day, but it had to do with the fact that I had hurt her feelings 3 days ago, but I don't even remember or know it. So those are kind of issues that I think relate to communication. My younger teen also has – his behavior has changed now that he's a teenager, and I think it's changed in the classic way in which teenagers changed. It's subtle in the forms of verbal enmity, as I'd like to say, challenges and rebellion. I say white. He says black. I said, would you please take the garbage out, to which he'll say either why or later, clearly in a provocative and challenging manner. It's just – no matter what I say, he's got something to respond to. And I think that is also hard. Is this unusual for a teen? Of course not. Is it respectful to his dad? Of course not. And what should I do about it? I've been struggling with this. My first response, of course, is the mature one of a layman parenting expert. I yell at him and threaten all sorts of medieval punishments, none of which I follow through with, so my credibility completely disappears. After that, then I try the next thing that might work, and I go to my wife and beg for help because it is if you're lucky enough to be in a dual parenting household and not doing it alone as I did for many years, and I now am happy to do it with my second wife, my boy's stepmom, it is really good to be able to have the good cop, bad cop opportunities, let alone the opportunities to sound off on ideas with each other and also get told by your partner that you may be wrong in what you're doing and your kid may be right. With my younger one, I end up trying to reason with him, trying to talk to him man to man, and that'll really work. But mostly it's a process, and you try whatever will work. Am I running out of time, Richard? I am running out of time, I am told, for this segment. The next segment will be The Men's Room with Wayne Levine, which I am very happy to have him on our show. In fact, I had the pleasure of coffee with Mr. Levine yesterday. We don't see each other near enough. So Richard Dugan, my producer, is saying it's time for a break. Stay tuned for The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. This is Bruce Salen of The Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View.
Bruce Salen, A Dad's Point of View. Bruce Salen, father of two. Bruce Salen.
fruit salad with that point of view.